Officials with the Jacksonville Rotary Club hope they'll be able to say welcome in to more people than ever at this year's Oktoberfest celebration. The fourth annual event is taking place at the Morgan County Fairgrounds on Saturday, and it will run from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Rotarians were on this morning's edition of WLDS's What's on Your Mind to talk about the event. Last year's event hosted just over 1,000 people. Alan Stair, one of the event organizers, hopes for double that this year. Oktoberfest is one of the major Rotary Club fundraisers.
Really just blown the doors off when it comes to expectations for fundraising. And it's just because it's such a good time. It is one day of just music and beer and food and fun. And it's just a great event for, it's primarily adults, but you can bring the kids out. We've got some bouncy houses and we've got some events going on that the kids enjoy. But a lot of times towards the evening, it starts to become a little more adult. Having a few beers, listening to the bands, and standing around and talking.
There's plenty to talk about at this year's event that harkens back to Bavarian origins of Oktoberfest, like the official keg tapping ceremony.
Keeping some of that tradition with the original Oktoberfest, we invite in an honored guest every year to act as our ceremonial keg tapper. This year, we are lucky enough to have our district governor of the Rotary District 6460, which is what we are a part of. His name is Dave Canarium. Dave is coming in from Pleasant Plains, and he is going to be our official keg tapper. We have had in the past, we've had Jim Watson was our keg tapper. Mary Andy Ezard was a keg tapper.
The International Beer Tasting and International Wine Tasting return this year. For a one-time admission to the tasting tent, participants will be given samplings of 10 international beers or wines. Information about the brewing process and brewery locations for each event and beer are included. There will be plenty of Oktoberfest-themed games. Fellow Rotarian Darren Iosia talks about the Stein Endurance Contest.
Basically, we get as many people as we can to stand up there, and they see who can hold the stein full of beer as long as they can. And the funny thing is that it's the ones that you think will bow out first are the ones that are winners, and it's just fun entertainment for everyone to watch.
And Stair talks about the keg contest.
We have some guys, you know, the football players from IC coming out, thrown at 20 feet, and then you'll get some guy in his 40s with a big beer gut whipping that thing 65 feet. And it's fun to watch. It's in your technique and how you turn and how you use the weight. But it's one of those things that has kind of evolved now. We've got it set up now like a shot put. I mean, we've got tape, and we've got the area where you throw the thing, and no shortage of people to give this thing a try. We will do that throughout the afternoon. Every time we have a few people that are interested in doing a keg toss, we'll go over and do a keg toss.
Of course, there's plenty of ethnic food like brats, secret recipe sauerkraut, and potatoes. Oktoberfest also includes wiener dog races and music from the Heidelberg and Waterloo bands. Of course, you're reminded to drink responsibly and never drink and drive. You can listen to the full interview of the What's on Your Mind section on our website, WLDS.com.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I want to talk to the Great Pumpkin.
We don't have any pumpkins.
I'm getting ready to go trick-or-treating, and I want to find the Great Pumpkin.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be one of your salesmen, because you always have something for everyone.
And don't forget, we'll bring our samples of flooring right to your home. Now, if you want to be a salesman when you get older, I'm sure I can find a job for you.
Great. Now trick-or-treat.
Don't get tricked by anyone else. For first-quality carpets, first-quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
One theft was reported to Morgan County Police today. According to the Sheriff's Department, at around 9:30 a.m., a caller in the 2000 block of Rolfe in Arnsville stated that his Ford tractor, three garden tractors, and other miscellaneous items had been stolen from his residence. In just 2 weeks, McMurray College will be holding the first part-time and holiday career fair. The event, which is being sponsored by McMurray's Career Services Office, reaches out to businesses and agency recruiters. Those who have positions open or expect to have positions available in the next few months will receive preference. The fair is on October 16th at the Gamble Student Center. Setup begins at 10:15 a.m. and ends at around 1 p.m. To reserve a table or find out more information about the fair, contact Ann Goodman, Director of Career Services at MAC, at 479-7141. A history professor at McMurray College has published two entries into the Encyclopedia of Populism in America a historical encyclopedia. Chris Strangeman, who began teaching history at McMurray in the 2012-2013 academic year, wrote the encyclopedia entry for the filmmaker D.W. Griffith, as well as Griffith's famous movie, The Birth of a Nation. Dr. Strangeman is a 1996 graduate of MAC and received his master's from Eastern Illinois University and his Ph.D. in historical studies from Southern Illinois University Carbondale in 2007. A link to purchase the encyclopedia can be found on this story on our website, WLDS.com. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White is launching a public awareness campaign to prevent the use of fake IDs. Jim Anderson has the report.
That's one concern, but another is that when kids order fake IDs from China, they set up the possibility for identity theft, says Inspector General Jim Burns.
They can go to China on the internet and get fairly good quality IDs and driver's licenses, and they don't think through the consequences.
Secretary of State Police Investigator Tyler Dumontel says those IDs are so-so.
They look good on the surface, but with just a few minutes, literally just a few minutes of training, they can be easily spotted by somebody in the field, and it takes minimum amount of time.
Dumontel travels the state to train bartenders, bouncers, and local cops how to spot the fakes. This is Jim Anderson.
A panel of lawmakers holding hearings on Governor Pat Quinn's anti-violence program have been given the go-ahead to resume their hearings. Back in July, United States Attorney James Lewis asked the panel to hold off on their hearings on the Neighborhood Recovery Initiative. Republicans, including gubernatorial candidate Bruce Rauner, have been critical of the program, saying it was about driving up votes in 2010. Quinn maintains the program was to help fight crime in Chicago. Senator Jason Barrickman, who also co-chairs the committee, says they can resume hearings, and they plan to do so on October 8th.
Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes offer burial and cremation services to families in the community. They have a full staff of caring professionals surrounded by beautiful facilities and all at an affordable cost. Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes, proudly serving communities in West Central Illinois.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. Patricia Ann Pat Osborne, age 74 of Arnsville, died Sunday at her home. Patricia Ann Pat Osborne. Arrangements are pending at Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville. David L. Pranger, age 54 of Murrayville, died Monday at Pasavan Area Hospital in Jacksonville. David L. Pranger. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Murrayville Cemetery in Murrayville. Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville is in charge of arrangements. Upcoming graveside services for Charles W. Walbaum will be held for him and his wife, Mary Jane, at 10 a.m. Thursday at Franklin Cemetery in Franklin. Charles W. Walbaum and his wife, Mary Jane Walbaum. The family will meet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. today at Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville. And of course, Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.